down! Put, 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 put!
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros in Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
What's up, dudes?
Chilling like a villain.
That's like what we Bob used to Dylan. Say.
That's what we used to say back in the day. Jason, a month before the start of camp, I was a bear. You didn't want to be around me. You really didn't. On edge.
Just kind of like where now.
Where are you at right now? Are you like, all right, the first day of school is starting in 2 weeks. Excitement, the grind. Like, where are you at?
Yeah, I think after the 4th of July, there's this mixture of pressure to do stuff before things get really busy, a little bit of dread thinking about what a grind it is. Although, again, I always like to point out that this job is definitely not a grind. And it's not the grind that training camp used to be when I was going to 51 practices and I had no wife, no kids, no life. That was a lot of work, but I didn't have anything else going on, so it wasn't that bad, right? Like, being a young player in the league, same idea. But I always am also really excited. Like, these storylines that we spend so much time talking about across all of our shows, it's all kind of in the theoretical, and it's based on opinion and what we've kind of gleaned from the off-season program, which isn't a whole heck of a lot. Like, now we're gonna have new information. We're going to see, how they look in preseason games, how the offensive line looks, how Jordan Love is now that he's, fully healthy after everything he went through last season, how the wide receivers are going to separate themselves or if they're going to separate themselves. Like, all these guys that I keep saying are going into pivotal seasons for their, not only for the team, but for their own financial and football futures. Well, guess what? The season's here, and now it's time to see exactly what they're going to do. So I'm also excited about that and looking forward to the first practice in 8 days and seeing if Elton Jenkins is there and seeing if Zach Tom is participating and all the things that we keep talking about, not knowing what's actually going to happen.
Jason, Chu and I were just talking about, and you mentioned the 51 practices, but how much more practice time they had when he played and they were in pads and, Andy Reid would drill them again and again and again until, like, all the little details were perfect. They don't have that kind of time now. And when you're a team as young as the Packers, is part of the reason the receivers didn't take the step forward that we wanted to see or the pass rush hasn't been as good as we've wanted it to be is... is that because they don't have they have a lack of practice time, so the coaches don't get as much time with them, so now that development falls on the players themselves?
Is that your theory or Chewy's?
That, I think it's combined theory. We were talking about it, it's something that I wanted to talk to you about because I just, as we were talking about it with Chew, like, because somebody like Devontae Adams was such a crisp route runner, and they don't have that guy. And I think that's probably part of the reason why when Chewy's looking at film with, with me and we do all 22 during the season, hey, this guy's kind of rounding this off. Oh, this needs to be 12 yards, not, the 15 yards that this guy eventually extended this route to. And it seems like these little details, at least to Chewy's eye, get missed. And I wonder if that's because they just don't have enough time to develop the way they want. And now they're in a situation where that has to fall on the players and they're just not as... they just don't know the details because they're younger.
Yeah, they're not as technically sound, Jason, you know? Like, yeah, like
I wanted to know whose theory it was because it's a great theory. I figured it had to be Gabe's. But look, you guys are 1,000% right. And, you know, if you are going to be a young team, this is one of the drawbacks, right? Like, if you're, you know, on the side, you keep everybody on rookie contracts.
Jason, I'm sorry. I really want to hear your answer. You're just kind of cutting in and out. I think we need to try to reestablish the connection.
Yeah. He is on his way to the bog, so we're having a little difficulty there. I'll call him back. You guys vamp.
Chewy. Yeah, Chewy called it.
I did before. I'm like, get prepared for a little. He's got to be in Manitowoc. If I was to guess, he's probably somewhere outside of Manitowoc.
All right, we'll ask him when we reestablish the connection because, yeah, Jason coming down here, we're looking forward to the ESPN Milwaukee Open presented by our friends at Delzer. Always a fun time out at the bog. Jason's going to be here doing Wildy and Tausch. And, again, I think it's a really good point that was brought up by you. And
well, who was the coach that they released? Jason is back.
Jason, before you answer the question about player development, where specifically are you on 43? Because Chewy called that you were going to have some connection issues driving here.
Yeah, so we're the person who heard my brilliant insight was Jesse Nelson, who's chauffeuring me, bog. But we came from Madison, so the Horicon area. While it may produce some remarkable people, the cell reception is less than ideal.
Oh, it's tough when your city's on a marsh, Jason. It's not like you can put a cell tower anywhere.
Exactly. I'm looking around as far as the eye can see, and I don't see any cell towers at all. So I'm going to stop at a payphone at Goober.
Hope you got a couple quarters.
Exactly. So what I was trying to say was you guys are 1,000% right. And we know the rule of 10,000, right? You do something for 10,000 hours, you become an expert. Like, they don't have anything close to that. Now, you said,
man, Highway 33. Just,
is that
just,
where it is?
Just gobbling up Jason right now.
Well, there we go again.
Oh, we got you back, though, Jason. We can hear you.
Okay. Devontae was just special because Devontae didn't have as many hours that he was able to work either, right? I mean, this all goes back to the 2011 CBA when the Players Association, instead of wanting to get meaningful things from the owners, wanted less practice time in the offseason. And the point I was trying to make, and now I'm talking quickly as long as I have two bars, is that, you know, these young teams need all the work they can get. And if Goody's theory is to build his team this way, this is the inherent drawback of doing it in this year, as opposed to, quite frankly, in Ted Thompson's era, when you had more time to work with these guys and the offseason program was longer.
Jason, Rashad Gary, number 80 on the NFL Top 100 list. Thoughts?
Yeah, I saw they put a stat out. Did you guys see this from NFL Plus that he had a 22% pressure rate on his rushes on third down, which I think was supposed to be a very positive thing, but his pressure rate on the other downs was 7.3, which is
not good.
A positive number.
That's not good. No, like, that's very bad.
If that's your explanation for why he's number 80, I think you need to reevaluate. So, you know, one of our fans sent that to me and on Twitter, and I responded by saying, how do you think I should evaluate this? Because it's great that 22% of the time when he rushed on third down, he generated pressure. But how does that explain how bad? Because teams don't just pass on third down. So what does that mean? That when he knew it was going to be a pass, he's pretty good? Like, was he overly focused on being better against the run since that had been a short for a while there? I mean, because I thought he was better against it last season. I thought he was He appeared more interested in sacks.
According to ESPN Analytics, Gary ranked first among all edge rushers in run-stop win rate.
Yeah, I could see that.
But that's like Sammy Watkins being a hell of a blocker. Who cares?
Yeah, he's not getting paid to stop the run.
Exactly.
You're hoping he stops the run.
I don't agree with you on that either. Yep.
Jason, I'm chalking it up to the Madden video game rule where there were 12 people, I think, all time that got 100 rating, and I was one of them. Now, you want to talk about jokes.
No, that's okay. A claim to fame.
So I think it falls into that category.
So why Jason? Because we look at Rashawn Gary, I think, a lot differently than obviously a lot of other people do outside of the state of Wisconsin, because he's 80th on this list. He was a Pro Bowler this year. What is the disconnect between our version and what we see of Rashawn Gary versus, I guess, the more public perception across the league?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true, Gabe. I'd be curious to know how offensive coordinators look at protect. Like, I don't think that they're looking at him like they look at Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson or T.J. Watt. Like, I find that very hard to believe. Don't you?
I do, but again,
it's all based upon the money. If he wasn't making the money he was, say he was making $10 million less, he'd be like, yeah,
he's a good player.
He's a good player for the money.
Yeah.
The problem is the money makes him a very average player. I don't know.
Like how much better on a $96 million contract and a former first-round pick, how much better is he than Kingsley Enagbare? Like, Kingsley Enagbare is a pretty efficient pass rusher. Like, he's more productive. I still don't understand how he tore his ACL, but he didn't really tear his ACL against Dallas in that playoff game. I think he's one of those guys that, because he's a fourth-round pick and because he doesn't have a big contract, we look at him and go, hey, he's a nice player. He's a really good – like, he started a bunch of games for them last year.
You know, like, who he reminds me – who he reminds me of a little bit, Jason, is KGB. Just a little bit, no?
Yeah, I mean, he's a lot less crazy. But yeah,
I was about to say the problem with bringing up KGB is that there's a lot of baggage that comes with that name.
I'm sorry, I take that back.
Well, and KGB was definitely, he only had one thing, and that was speed. Like, he never really developed a speed to power kind of thing where he was effective at that. Like, he got the edge
to.
And it was over.
Yeah.
Right, you're right. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say he didn't need to, Gabe, because if he had, he may have been something much more than he turned out to be as an NFL player, right?
Like, that's fair. But he's a heck of a lot more accomplished than Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, and that would be a pretty strong indictment then, because I think there's a welcome to Horicon, population 3,767.
Ooh. Oh, we're up to 3,700? Heck yeah.
But how do I get to Keith's house? Mark. I did not have to write his name on the check, though. Nice little electric. But in all seriousness, like, Kabir had terrific production. I just think that there's a level of, we view Rashawn Gary as an elite pass rusher because that's what he's supposed to be, but that's not what he is. You can't have never had a double-digit sack season and be viewed as an elite pass rusher. I don't care if you say, well, sacks aren't the only way you measure productivity as a pass rusher. They aren't the only way, but they are a way, and probably the most important way, and
yeah,
in that area he does not measure up.
Somehow the guys who lead the league in sacks, Jason, somehow are the ones who get paid the most. It's just this really weird correlation that they have going on. But we mentioned, since we're talking about Rashawn, before we let you go, and his contract, and is there a lot of pressure on Rashawn Gary to deliver this year, seeing as how, the Packers can save some money against the cap next year if they choose, hey, you're not good enough, we're not going to pay you the $28 million. We can save $9 million against the cap. See you later. Is there a lot of pressure on Rashawn to perform this year?
I mean, I think right now the narrative around him is, it's their second year in the system. It's not just him. It's all those guys up front. Like, for some reason, the theory is that the adjustment was harder than most of them expected. Like in Kenny Clark's case, for example, he had never played in anything other than a 3-4.
Sure.
So I get that part. But like Rashawn Gary had his hand in the ground as a 4-3 end at Michigan. So why was it suddenly a, you know, had he forgotten all that? Like I didn't buy that, but.
Well, and sometimes he put his hand in the ground, Jason, because, again, going back to the nice little argument you had with Matt LaFleur about, you know, outside linebackers basically being defensive ends when they went to sub-packages and they only had two down linemen. Like, pass rush is a pass rush. I don't personally buy that because they were selling everybody last year on how much better this was going to be for everyone, and now they're just seemingly making more excuses for somebody who, once again, underperformed when it comes to getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I think the fear is always at corner, at edge rusher, maybe a couple of other spots. The one thing you're always afraid of, because it's so hard to find those guys, is to give up on them too early, and then they go and something happens and the light turns on and they unlock their ability and they're no longer on your team, right? Like, I don't think that's necessarily the case with Jair. What a quaint little downtown here. This is a really nice area. I've never been through.
You guys already went through the stoplight?
There's the City Hall, the public library. And look, I got great reception too, so they must have a cell tower somewhere in the marsh. But in all seriousness, when we look at Rashawn Gary, I would agree that this is a season. He's another one of the him and Lucas Van Ness, who were conveniently put together on the top 20 countdown on Channel 3000. They both need to play up to their draft status / contract, and if they don't. Are the Packers going to move on? I don't think Lucas Van Ness is going to get the fifth-year option if he doesn't have a significant jump in productivity. But I feel like there's always going to be that reluctance to say, okay, you're going to just keep – it's like Tausch always says, right? Seventh-round picks have to constantly prove they belong in the league. Mm-hmm. First-round picks constantly have to – over and over have to prove that they don't belong – before people finally give up on them.
Jason, appreciate the time, my friend. Look forward to seeing you in a little bit here at the Bog for the ESPN Milwaukee Open presented by Delzer.
All right, we're going to be a little late. We're going to swing by your childhood home and take pictures in front of it. send me that address separately. Have Chewy send it so I know I've got the right text.
Will do, buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us 3 times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Do want to tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience. They were all out there last week. I missed it because I was on vacation, but the Pella Experience Center lets you see, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and door options. I've been out there before. The customizable options that they have, unbelievable. You wouldn't believe what they can do in terms of the number of different options. Not just the options that they have for the window, but your price options as well. Stop by soon. If you order by July 31st, you can get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule the free in-home consultation like I did for my front door that's coming next month today, PellaWI.com. And when you use Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, tell them that Gabe Neitzel sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take Jesus in the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.